AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. President Trump has been paying attention to what Congresswoman Ilhan Omar has been saying.
We are going to continue to be a nightmare to this president.
Today at the White House.
I'm unhappy when a congresswoman goes and said, I'm going to be the president's nightmare. She's going to be the president's nightmare. She's lucky to be where she is.
Omar is one of four congresswomen the president has said if they are not happy with the country, they should leave. President Trump is denying Iran's claim one of its drones was not shot down by the U.S. The AP's Sagar Magani has the story.
The president has said a Navy vessel took defensive action after an Iranian drone got too close and ignored calls to stand down yesterday.
No doubt about it. No, we shot it down.
The U.S. has not released any video or evidence proving that happened. Iran's Revolutionary Guard has released video, which it says proves the incident did not happen. It's another jump in tensions less than a month after Iran shot down an American drone, leading to the president nearly launching airstrikes in retaliation. Sagar Magani, Washington.
President Trump welcomed Michael Collins and Buzz Aldrin to the White House today, two of the three men who were the first to travel to the moon 50 years ago. The president says the space program is making a comeback.
If you look at Kennedy, you look at down in Florida, you look wherever you want to look. It was not a pretty picture. They were almost, you could say, abandoned. And now they're in tip-top shape, and rockets are going up all the time. And
fires at two transmission substations in Wisconsin's capital, Madison, knocked out power to more than 11,000 customers on a sweltering day, shutting down government buildings, courtrooms, and businesses. The heat in Wisconsin is part of a heat wave that is moving through the East Coast and the Midwest. Heat warnings are in effect in several states. This is AP Radio News. Doorbell cameras are becoming an increasingly popular form of security with the support of police departments. Trish Heitman is with the Coon Rapids Police Department in Minnesota.
It's about generating leads and be able to keep our community safe. It's not about spying on anyone.
However, some privacy advocates worry that the doorbell camera program is being driven by overblown fears of crime and contributes to a surveillance society. Chris Gilliard is an English professor and Ring critic at Michigan's Macomb Community College.
I think it amplifies people's fears in terms of racism and fear of people who they don't think belong in their community.
Doorbell security camera company Ring says sharing video with law enforcement is always voluntary and privacy is protected. Homeowners get phone alerts with streaming video if a doorbell rings or the device's heat sensors detect a person or a passing car. I'm Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.